You're sitting at a bar, or in a coffee shop, or at a party, and suddenly you feel lonely. You wonder, what do all these people find to talk about that's so important? Usually the answer is nothing. Nothing that's so important. But people don't wait until they have something important to say in order to talk. Very little of what is said is important for the information expressed in the words. But that doesn't mean that the talk isn't important. It's crucially important as a way of showing that we are involved with each other and how we feel about being involved. Our talk is saying something about our relationship. Information conveyed by the meanings of words is the message. What is communicated about relationships, attitudes toward each other, the occasion, and what we are saying is the meta-message. And it's meta-messages that we react to most strongly. If someone says, "I'm not angry," and his jaw is set hard, and his words seem to be squeezed out in a hiss, you won't believe the message that he's not angry. You'll believe the meta-message conveyed by the way he said it, that he is. Comments like, "It's not what you said, but the way that you said it," or "Why did you say it like that?" or "Obviously it's not nothing, something's wrong," are responses to meta-messages of talk. Many of us dismiss talk that does not convey important information as worthless. Meaningless small talk if it's a social setting, or empty rhetoric if it's public. Such admonitions as "skip the small talk," or "get to the point," or "why don't you say what you mean," may seem to be reasonable. But they are reasonable only if information is all that counts. This attitude toward talk ignores the fact that people are emotionally involved with each other, and that talking is the major way we establish, maintain, monitor, and adjust our relationships. Whereas words convey information, how we speak those words, how loud, how fast, with what intonation and emphasis, communicates what we think we're doing when we speak, teasing, flirting, explaining, or chastising, whether we're feeling friendly, angry, or quizzical, whether we want to get closer or back off. In other words, how we say what we say communicates social meanings. Although we continually respond to social meaning in conversation, we have a hard time talking about it because it does not reside in the dictionary definitions of words. And most of us have unwavering faith in the gospel truth according to the dictionary. It is always difficult to talk about, even to see or think about, forces and processes for which we have no names, even if we feel their impact.